Listen, there's a great work to be done. As soon as you win this court battle, you must deliver this message. Take advantage of this opportunity and declare a powerful message to this world. He expects more of us. He believes we can do more. Who's going to stop Christ? Who's going to stop Christ from getting this work done?
This is Behind the Work.
Welcome to Behind the Work. I'm your host, Grant Turgeon. We're broadcasting to you live this morning from the Herbert W. Armstrong College campus here in Edmond, Oklahoma. And we're just very excited to be on the air this morning. Of course, a lot of you listeners probably know that Philadelphia Church of God Pastor General Gerald Fleury just returned from a trip to England, Jerusalem, and Scotland on Friday. I was actually walking over to his house to drop off some of the mail that he received while he was gone. And that's when Mr. Andrew Locher drove up to his house with Mr. Fleury. And so I got to see him on Friday at 4 p.m. right when he got home. He told me that he is in great health right now and barely even noticed the fact that he had just been halfway around the world for 8 days. So it's always great to know the many positive benefits of the church plane. A huge one is just the health of Mr. Fleury. He's feeling a lot better ever since he started taking trips on the plane. Of course, the most important part of that 8-day trip was a 2-hour meeting with Dr. Alat Mazar. Mr. Fleury did advise me not to reveal too many of the details of the meeting yet, but he also said that it's possible he'll come on this show next week. So all of you listeners who want to hear Mr. Fleury on the radio live for the very first time, please pray that that happens. We're really hoping that he is able to make it. Well, the PCG is always ready to support Dr. Alat Mazar in any of her archaeological excavations. Since 2006, the church has been involved with, I believe it's 6 excavations, possibly 7, with her. That's every excavation since 2006 that she has undertaken. We're always looking for ways to increase the scope and impact of God's work in Jerusalem. Of course, this is an extremely important endeavor. Archaeology does prove the authority and accuracy of the Bible. It reveals the astounding history that the modern-day nations of Israel, primarily America, Britain, and the Jewish state, have with God. We excavate in Jerusalem to uncover the very place where Jesus Christ will return and rule the world and later the universe. That's extremely important. Now, like I mentioned, Mr. Fleury did just arrive back in Edmond on Friday, and the very next day at Sabbath services, he gave the sermon. And it was actually sent over live to the Robbers Cave campout, where all of our Herbert W. Armstrong College students from Edmond are on a 5-day retreat right now, and actually they're coming home today. So all of the students and faculty there were also able to hear the sermon live. He spoke quite a lot about the Jerusalem work and some of the events that happened on this most recent trip. And he said a couple of really interesting things that I made in every effort to try to write down word for word. Everything he said was interesting, but these are the two things that I really tried to make sure I got down exactly. At one point he said, "Faith without works is dead. Prayer without works is worthless." And then a little bit later in the message, to expound on that, to sort of help us understand what he was talking about, he said, "We could stay in Edmond and pray all day, but we like to push the door and see if God opens it up a little." That really stuck out to me. It was a really powerful quote there. And of course, Revelation 3 and verse 7 is talking about God's loyal Philadelphia remnant in this end time. And it says, "And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things says he that is holy, he that is true, he that has the key of David, He that opens and no man shuts and no man opens. We Philadelphians have an open door. Hosea 11 verse 12 also says that we have favor with the Jews. And Isaiah 40 verse 9 says that we are to say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. So the subject of today's episode is God's open door to Jerusalem. God's open door to Jerusalem. This morning, as part of my preparation for this episode, I listened to an episode of Watch Jerusalem. It's one of our radio programs, which you can find at kpcg.fm or thetrumpet.com. This episode is from December 2nd, 2018, and it's titled, A 50-Year Partnership in Jerusalem Archaeology. Host Brent Nottigall in this episode really does show all of the events that have taken place in Jerusalem with God's work in the past 50 years. In fact, December 1st was that 50-year anniversary of God's work being involved in Jerusalem archaeology. On that date, back in 1968, Herbert W. Armstrong met with Israel's third president, Zalman Shazar, in Jerusalem. The purpose of the meeting was to make official the partnership between Ambassador College and Hebrew University. Also there at the meeting were Joseph Avraham, president of the Israel Exploration Society, and Dr. Benjamin Mazar, or Professor Benjamin Mazar, the Hebrew University dean, and also probably the premier biblical archaeologist in Israel. Mr. Armstrong gave a check. So this is a great point here. He is the one who sought out that open door to Jerusalem. He was not approached first by Hebrew University. He offered his help, and that's how the partnership began. He knew how important it was to the state of Israel to excavate some of their outstanding history. At the time, Moshe Kol, a tourism minister in Israel, said that he wanted to establish an Iron Bridge partnership between Ambassador College and Jerusalem. So Ambassador College, under Mr. Armstrong, began supporting what became known as the Big Dig. This began in 1968, just before AC got involved, but they needed financial help. Mr. Armstrong not only pledged around $100,000 in support every year for 10 years between 1968 and 1977, but he also pledged a minimum of 50 students from the college to go over there for 2 months every summer, the cost of living for those students being entirely funded by the college, and they would help out on the excavation. And in fact, I believe it was Joseph Avraham who ended up saying that if he could, he would have made sure that every dig done over there was entirely staffed by those college students. So they must have made quite the impression with their work ethic while they were supporting the dig. To this day, Dr. Elat Mazar, Benjamin Mazar's granddaughter, is still publishing the finds of her grandfather's dig. They found so much there with Mr. Armstrong that the finds are still being revealed to this day. Another excavation they were a part of, besides the Big Dig, which was close to the Temple Mount, was the City of David excavation between 1980 and 1985 with Yigal Shalom. He died in his 50s, and he did have plans to dig where Dr. Mazar did if his health hadn't failed him. Oh, yes, this is Yigal Shalom who said that he would have hired only AC students if he could. That wasn't Joseph Avraham. A lot of things that they found during this City of David excavation, the Stepstone structure, Warren's Shaft, the Gihon Spring, a lot of other areas on the eastern slope of the City of David. And again, that stopped in 1985 largely because of Yigal Shalom's declining health. At that dig, Elat Mazar was a square supervisor, and she learned in the field. That's the most effective way of teaching archaeologists, as Brent Noctegal brought out in that episode. She learned from her grandfather how to use the Bible, and even though she just uses the Bible as a geographical document, look at all that she has found. Look at all that has been excavated since 2006 with the help of our Armstrong College students. When Mr. Armstrong died in 1986, those two big excavation projects were ended. Archaeological support from the Worldwide Church of God and its cultural foundation were shuttered, or the support was shuttered. And there was actually a 20-year hiatus in support of digging in Jerusalem because of Mr. Armstrong's traitorous successors. The Laodiceans tried to close God's open door to Jerusalem. They tried to close it. But since 2006, Dr. Mazar has uncovered King David's Palace, Nehemiah's Wall, the Gedaliah and Jehu Kol Bulla, or Bulle, King Solomon's Wall, the Hezekiah Bulla, the Isaiah Bulla, First Temple period remains on the Ophel, a cave on the Ophel, and coins minted during the AD 66 to 70 Jewish revolt against the Roman Empire. Also, two archaeological exhibits displaying Dr. Mazar's finds have been hosted right here on the Armstrong College campus in Edmond, Oklahoma, at Armstrong Auditorium. Dr. Mazar has said that the bond between us and her cannot be broken. It's like God says in Revelation 3 and verse 7. No man can shut that open door. The bond cannot be broken. It doesn't matter what Mr. Armstrong's successors or any other skeptics or detractors try to do. The door cannot be shut. Here is an article from Mr. Fleury titled, What is the Key of David? You can find it at pcg.church. It used to be pcog.org, but even if you type that in, you'll still get redirected to pcg.church. This article is from August 2013. And Mr. Fleury writes, Once Christ opens a door, no man can shut it. Even if that man led a trillion-man army, he could not shut the door God opened. God is challenging the skeptics here. That challenge shows that God is alive. He is a living God. When he sets out to do a work, no man is going to stop him. He uses his almighty power to make sure nobody interferes. How encouraging. God proves to us daily that he is alive. The phrase, no man can shut it, implies that Satan the devil will always try to shut that door, using men to stop God's message. There's always an ongoing war with Satan. Remember last week on the program, we had some audio from a couple of the people who went on that trip to Jerusalem. And people have been asking me why I wasn't on that trip, but you know, my mother actually took my job on that trip. It happens to us all, doesn't it? And as they were talking about on that in that clip on the last episode, there definitely had to be a miracle taking place because the plane wouldn't start. Right when they wanted to try to get from England to Jerusalem, the plane wouldn't start. And it got to the point where the captain actually had to beat the starter with a stick, a broomstick, before the motor would start. Do you think Satan had any involvement in something like that? Right before this gigantic, hugely important meeting with Dr. Mazar? Of course he did. And that just shows us how important it is that we all keep praying about these endeavors in Jerusalem. And again, like Mr. Fleury said, not only praying, but taking action. We have a lot of different ways we can support the work. Through our prayers, of course, most importantly, but also by stepping out, taking action, not necessarily kicking down the open door, but definitely pushing against it and seeing if God will let us open it up a little bit. Finally, in this quote, again from the What is the Key of David article, Mr. Fleury writes, God opens this giant door for his very elect if they keep his word. He gives them his power only if they keep his word. So again, that's another way we can support the work. Just simply by obeying God, simply by putting out sin and following wherever God and Jesus Christ lead. That is a big reason why our work in Jerusalem continues to this day. Even after a 20-year break because of rebellion in God's church, they pushed with all their might on that door, and yet they couldn't budge it. They tried so hard to close that door, and God wouldn't allow it. And that's because there is a loyal remnant of God's people today still obeying him, still passionate about Jerusalem. This is God's holy city, but right now it's the most bloody city on earth. We have the vision. We know that this city will soon be the city from which Christ rules forever. It's so important to us that we reveal to the Jews their powerful history in this city, that we prove the Bible even to all the skeptics. We have to be a witness to these people. We have to shout to the Jews, behold your God. Again, that's in Isaiah 40 and verse 9. It's something that God says specifically to this last church era. That's our responsibility. And as Brent Nottigall pointed out in that Watch Jerusalem episode I was reading some of the details from a moment ago, you can request the booklet A Warm Friend of Israel for more of that background information about what Mr. Armstrong did over in Jerusalem and how he was basically best friends with the mayor of Jerusalem for a long time and how he did contribute in any way he could to build that relationship between his college, God's college, and Jerusalem. It wasn't just a hobby or a pet pursuit of Mr. Armstrong's. He had that vision. He understood how important that relationship was. The Jews today desperately need the PCG's warning message. Mr. Fleury, in a sermon last month, announced a plan for a weekly video message specifically directed at the Jews. Is there a need for that? Absolutely. You'll see that here in this quote. This is from Archaeology Proves the Bible, and this is another contribution of Mr. Nottigall. He wrote this for the Philadelphia or the trumpet.com website on September 24th, 2018. And he lives in Jerusalem. He's got a lot of firsthand experience. He writes here, while I only have anecdotal evidence, it seems there is a large number of Israelis, religious and otherwise, who would be excited about the recent archaeological discoveries that support the history in the Bible if they knew about them. Furthermore, it seems there is a much larger audience worldwide that would be astounded to learn just how much has already been discovered that corresponds with the Bible. To help those of you who are interested, I would like to encourage you to visit the archaeological page of our sister website, watchjerusalem.co.il. There, we are publishing regular articles about the latest biblical discoveries, as well as giving light to the findings of the past century that have fallen through the cracks. It's ironic that in this age of biblical skepticism, we have more evidence of biblical history than ever before. And with our website, you don't have to come to Israel to see it. So again, that's from an article titled Archaeology Proves the Bible from thetrumpet.com. So that's a really big thing that we can do to take action and to really stir our passion for Jerusalem and for the archaeological program of God's work. Checking out that watchjerusalem.co.il website, watchjerusalem.co.il. Well, remember, next week is hopefully the history-making big week of Mr. Fleury coming live on the radio for the first time. So please be praying about that, and hopefully we can take action and make that happen. It's only if his schedule allows, of course, but that's really what we are planning to do next week on the program right here at KPCG.FM, live in the local Edmond area on 101.3 FM at 11:30 a.m. Central Time. Well, that's all we're going to get into today. This has been Behind the Work.
You've been listening to Behind the Work. Email your thoughts to comments at kpcg.fm. Listen for a new episode each Monday at 11:30 a.m. Central Time.